Absolutely. I suppose we've been waiting all year for the event. The WRC obviously is new to myself, so I'd be wrong to say I wouldn't be nervous come Friday morning, but looking forward to it all the same.
You haven't had too many miles in the Super, have you?
No, unfortunately, we had it out in Monaghan and we ended the rally in a field early on. And since that, we haven't really had a great opportunity to get miles in the car. But look, it's a 3-day rally. Obviously, we will try not to do anything silly on Friday and hopefully we'll bed into it.
Can you be competitive in this car?
I don't know. I suppose it would be a big ask for me to be on the pace of the front runners, given the experience I have in WRC. But again, look, it's a finisher's rally too. You never know.
You of course have tackled Donegal on quite a few occasions. What's your record been like in the past?
Well, believe it or not, this is my fifth time to do the rally. I done it first in 1996 in a 1300 Nova, and I finished that year. In 06, I didn't finish. I finished in 99, 10th, and obviously I failed to finish last year. So it's a mixed, it's a 50-50 at the moment, so hopefully we can improve the stat.
You'll be looking to make up for that disappointment. Obviously, the Saturday morning was the blow that put you out.
Yeah, Saturday morning we got a bit carried away with ourselves, and we got out of the traps a bit too early that morning and ended up in a hedge. But look, we'll try and have manners this year.
You mentioned on getting carried away. Is it hard to hold yourself back at times, as it done on these events?
I suppose at times you get sucked into a battle and, you know, again, you've got to keep in the back of your mind, it's a finisher's rally as well, you know. So there will be guys on a real, real hot charge from the out. But again, I think if you play the game and sit back and see what happens, you never know what'll.
Obviously, the conditions are going to play a big part and it looks as if it's going to be raining for two of the 3 days. So that's going to be a factor.
Yeah, obviously, for myself, I don't mind the wet. The big challenge, though, is when it's unpredictable, when you get caught out in the wrong tyres. And that is the big difference, obviously, between the forestry and the tarmac for myself. In forestry rallying, you've one set of tyres. You have a whole dilemma in the tarmac rallying. And that there sometimes can play with your head as much as anything and dent your confidence if you end up on the wrong tyres.
What about the stages? Can they play with your head at times? There's 22 tough ones. And Friday, for example, we've got the Buncrana Town stage again. That can be tricky for the crews. It's good for spectators, but for the crews, it can be a very, very tricky event.
I think, you know, with that number of stages, you're going to have your favourites. You're going to have the ones that you dislike. The spectator stages, I think it's fair to say, you can certainly lose a rally on a spectator stage. You'll never win it on a spectator stage. So, yeah, they're not the most competitor friendly, but good for spectators.
What's the stages you're looking forward to this weekend?
I like some of the more technical ones. I like Port Lake. There's a lot of Port Lake now that's very, very tricky, very technical stage. Would dislike Knockalla. I don't like the climb up the mountain, but there you go. You can't have it every way.
That's the first man I've ever heard saying that he disliked Knockalla. So obviously the fast flowing stuff isn't to your liking.
Well, I think Knockalla, really, you need to be over it quite a few times competitively. I think I've been over it in total 4 times. And again, back in 96 in a 1300 Nova, running at the back of the field, it would be a little bit different experience than what we'll have this Saturday, hopefully.
I talked to a number of the other drivers and we asked them about their favourite stages. Obviously, you mentioned Port Lake because it's technical. And also we asked them about who their rallying idols would be. Who did they watch when they were younger? Who was the head of your rally interest when you were watching the event growing up, Donna?
Well, I suppose as a child, I saw my first international in 1978. But for us, I think 1983, when Vincent and Seamus had won the rally, it was real memorable. You know, Vincent being one of the local guys and being you know, a down-to-earth local guy that had won the rally, it was a great achievement. And I think that'll be the memory that'll always be with me.
Finally, looking ahead to the weekend, there's 3 tough days of rallying to come, Donna. It's a new car for you. The conditions are obviously going to play a part. What are you hoping for the outcome for Donna Kelly in this year's International Rally? What outcome would you like to see?
Well, I suppose ultimately we want to finish the rally. We want to have a safe rally. And, you know, ideally I'd like to be somewhere in the podium come Sunday evening. Big ask, but maybe it's not that unachievable.